And he didn't stop chopping the feet and got it in 20 yards down. So it's going to be a deep pitch for the two to number 44, Matt McVay. He went about 10 yards deep, tried to come back in behind the quarterback. But this one was stopped by the Reese Rockets. In on that was 62. He got number 57, Marty Wilkinson, all over at Zeke Brickle. So we're going to take a quick break here. Bad Axe Hatchet's on top of Reese with 2:56 to go in the third quarter. The score 20-6. Bad Axe Hatchet's will be right back after this.
You remember last winter and your incredibly costly heating bill? This winter is predicted to be the same or even worse. Hi, this is Matt Reaver. Block your high energy bill and score with a water furnace geothermal heat pump from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your own backyard to save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water. Right now, save even more with a 30% renewable energy tax credit. See how much you can save by switching to geothermal. Visit waterfurnace.com/switch to try your free savings calculator. B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports and the pursuit of academic excellence.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewaing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back in the action with 2:54 to go and the kickoff after the point. That was a line shot kick by number 18, Tommy Morneau. Kicked it right into the chest of 50, Scott Zella. And number 52 standing right beside him was Jonah Jones. And Jones fell on the ball. You know, they're going to have some great field position. And now is the time to make something happen. With 3 minutes to go in the third quarter, Reese can move the ball, and they're going to split receivers wide both sides. Out of the shotgun is Galsterer. Fakes the handoff up the middle. Going to try to roll out on the right side and get the pass off. Oh, man, and he had number 40 open. Tyler Ruprecht, if he could have dumped it to him. Ruprecht might have broken that one loose for a touchdown, but just overthrew him. But a lot of pressure that time.
Oh, Jimmy Nye was all over number 24. He did not bite on the fake, and he chased Golster all the way to the sidelines until he threw that ball.
2:46 to go in the third quarter. It'll be second and 10. Bad Axe on top of Reese, 20-0. This is an important possession here, this third quarter. Reese has got to punch that thing in here with 2:40 to go. And they've got good field position on their 45-yard line.
Yeah, Reese does not want to go into the fourth down three scores.
Out of the shotgun, Galster with a low snap is going to go back to the pass. And he's going to lean back, crank it up in the air! For number 20, and a flag is going to fly. Number 20, Tito Salinas, was out there.
Yeah, I don't think it was intentional, but he definitely tripped him up as he to prevent him from being able to catch that
ball. I think
if
I was Jared Emmerich, don't be too upset, because it was better than having him catch that. If he'd have caught that ball, that would have been long gone.
Yeah, there was no one between him and the end zone, so a pass interference is probably about the smartest play you could have done right there.
Boy, here's a big score, Chad. Update here in the third quarter. North Branch over Carroll, 53-0. Harbor Beach on top of Brown City in the third quarter, 42-6.
Wow.
Big scores. Wow, so that's going to make it second and 10 with 2:39 to go in the third quarter. Boy, he can show that he can really whip that thing down there.
Yeah, that was a well-thrown ball.
Back in the action to Claude Marsh Field in Bad Axe. Reese Rockets in the Bad Axe Hatchets. Hatchets on top, 20-0. Dropping back to pass, Galster got some time, stays in the pocket, now rolls out. He's got some running room, down to the 50, the 45, the 40, the 30, puts his head down and takes that ball all the way down to the 30-yard line of the Bad Axe Hatchets.
Zach Jandreski back there to finally bring him down, prevent him from going the rest of the way into the end zone.
But I'll tell you what, he got the wind knocked out of him. You see Jacob Galster is working slowly to get back to that huddle. He was laying on the ground for a little bit. He got up and bent over to the sidelines. And now he's taking just a few seconds here to talk to the coach. Coach saying, you all right, Jacob? And Jacob, yeah, nods ahead, back into the huddle. Quick huddle, quick call. Reese Rockets back over the ball. They know how important this possession is. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Rockets have got to move that ball in the end zone on this possession. Quick snap out of the shotgun, hand up off the middle, and we've got a flag. Number 31, Jacob Harden, the ball carrier, might pick up a yard or two. We got another update here, Peck and Kingston. Peck 44, Kingston 6. That's your update.
Charlie Hess and Anthony McLeod were in on that stop, and they were right there right away, and they held them from going anywhere.
So we got a flag on the play. This one's going to be against the Reese Rockets with 1:58 to go here in the third quarter. It's going to be a big penalty. They did not. Reese Rockets did not need that penalty. So Rockets will have it on the 41-yard line. It'll be first and 20 with 1:58 to go in the third quarter. Out of the shotgun, Rolster splitting receivers both right and left. He'll drop back to pass. And being pursued, now dropping out of the pocket, getting a quick little block. And Rolster will run the ball. Oh, and he's hit hard. Ball goes up in the air. And the Rockets get the ball back. Wow.
Wow, what a hit.
Number five, the quarterback. Golster was running it. He was looking for an open receiver. Hit hard by a Bad Axe hatchet. The ball flew about 10 feet up in the air. Came back down in the arms of the Reese Rockets. So they got the ball. We'll make it second and 13.
You almost had to see that one to believe it.
Man, that was a big stick by Joey Amon.
Wow, did he hit
him hard. I told
him
he doesn't play anything like his dad. Man. Good thing for the Hatchets. So what a play. We've got 1 minute to go. The clock is moving here in the third quarter. Reese Rockets are going to keep cranking that ball up. Run a little tighter formation with three backs in the backfield.
Looks
we're going
like
to have some
movement. Yep. I think we had a little bit of movement.
So that'll stop the clock at 48 seconds. Oh, here's a big score. Owendale and the Mustangs. Owen Gage. 62, Mustangs 14. That's early in the fourth quarter. So way to go, Bulldogs.
Way to go, Bulldogs. That'll be a pretty quick fourth quarter. I think they'll have a running clock over there for that one.
That's some of the eight-man action over there at Owen Gage tonight. Some big scores coming up on the eight-man field. So here we go, it's gonna be second and 18, 35 seconds to go in the third quarter. Reese Rockets with the ball, on the shotgun. Golster drops back to pass, he's got a lot of time, but overthrows it, intercepted by number 18, Tommy Morneau, his second interception of the night. Oh, and there's gonna be a blindside hit. We see flags coming out all over the place.
Lots of laundry on the field. That's
57, Marty Wilkinson, he got hit from behind and got nailed right in front of the Bad Axe Hatchet bench. And you know what? That's gonna be a big penalty. That might even send one of the players back to the locker room. They're discussing that one right now.
That was not only in the back, but that looked like it might have been late too. But how about that interception, that catch by Tommy Morneau right there?
He's got such a ball sense. I mean, he is a football hawk back there on defense. I'd like to know, they should put a pedometer on his leg. How many miles that he puts in a football game on a night? It's got to be a dozen miles or more, running on offense, running on defense. Now, that was a deep pass. We've seen Tommy Morneau getting up there past the line of scrimmage, making tackles behind the line of scrimmage on the Rockets. And this one was about a 20-yard pass. And, boy, he just hawked that baby. He saw it from the far left hash mark and ran all the way to midfield and caught that. This is going to be some good video to watch tomorrow.
I'll tell you, he looked like a receiver. He looked like a receiver running a crossing route, and he covered half of that field and just snagged it out of the air.
Our officials are still, all five officials are working on this one. So we got a personal foul against the Hatchets. Let's see how they call this. We've got 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Definitely against the head.